Well, welcome back, my friends. Hello, this is Troy Brewer, and I'm here at the studios in Open Door Church in Big Time Burleson, Texas. And we are doing a podcast, and we're also doing a radio broadcast, both at the same time. And for all of my radio listeners all over the world, from sea to shining sea, one of the things, guys, that is sweeping the country like a brand new broom is my amazing daily devotional. It goes out every single day. It's got it has a sign up place. I'm cracking you up. It has listen, all you got to do is go to troybrewer.com and you can get my daily devotional, but you can also listen for free. As by the way, the daily devotional is absolutely free. Just sign up for it. But there's a place on there where you can go to the podcast. You'll be able to hear all of this as a podcast there as well, and I encourage you guys to do that. Now, guys, I'm not in a studio all by myself. I'm in here with a good friend of mine by the name of Stacy and Miss Stacy Dixon. We're in here, and we're actually going to be talking a lot about redemption because that's really one of the big things that God is speaking to you about right now. Right on?
Correct.
So when I asked you at the beginning of all this, I said, so what's something, you know, that God, what's a conversation that God likes to have through you? You said, I don't know, something like the redemptive nature of the Lord. And I said, okay, well, tell me about that. So here you go. There's lots of people listening. When you talk about the redemptive nature of the Lord, what are the things that come to pass? What are the things that come to your mind?
So things that come to my mind when we talk about the redemptive nature of the Lord is simply just the empowering presence of the kingdom.
Come on.
You know, a lot of us, we have grown up in the church and maybe we've said the sinner's prayer, but we've never actually experienced the redemption that comes with the
Look
cross
out now.
And
That's
not
good.
Just the salvation. And so the message that I have in a lot of things that we're doing is just literally just saying like, okay, you've been created as the keys to the kingdom. You've been created. And as a part of the creation is that you are designed to be a gateway between heaven and earth. And so a lot of times what in the kingdom and in the church, especially as the body of Christ, that just moving around is that we have this mindset that says, like, if we just call it out, it'll happen. And we forget to actually live out the kingdom.
Wow. So it's not just about calling it out, it's about living it out.
That's correct.
Come on, keep on going.
If we are the keys of the kingdom, then that part of us is just saying like, hey, we are the redemption. We are the walking around as the keys of restoration, as the keys of faithfulness. And so it's so weird like taping this with you recording. He's a really happy guy in here, guys. Really
well,
happy doing his selfies.
I'm busting out my phone and I'm filming all this and it's just absolutely great. It's great stuff. I love my life, by the way. Can you
yes.
tell that I love my life?
I do. You love it a lot.
I
and
do.
It's great. And he's like a selfie master over here. So anybody
really
that knows Troy, he's
that.
A selfie guru.
That's me.
But just going back to just the topic of redemption is just saying that, you know, when we go into situations that we are supposed to be the light that goes into the darkness.
Yes, ma'am.
And like God's created us to go into situations not to be separated from circumstances, not to be separated from hardships, not to be separated from problems, but to go in and to reconcile heaven to earth.
Boom.
And the way we do that is by having that relationship with Christ, not just an understanding, not just a knowledge of who he is, but have the knowing of God and saying, like, I've experienced and I know this to be true and it'll be true for you, because that we can give away to other people in the world around us. If we just have a knowledge and just an understanding and we can just quote scriptures, well, the Bible says the Satan can do that too. So it takes the relationship to be the relationship to the world. And that's how you introduce people into that redemption lifestyle.
Okay. Now look, I am also a major, major redemption freak.
Amen.
I mean, I'm a redemption fanatic. And in fact, how it manifests with me, number one, the whole thing of actually, you know, when redeeming is actually a, well, how do I put this? It's a term that comes from economy, right? Mm-hmm. So redemption has to do, you know, whenever I was a little boy, you could actually, we had RC Colas. I don't know what Yankee state you grew up in, okay?
I know RC Colas.
So, okay, so they do have RC Colas there. Okay, so, you know, we could take the top off of it and underneath you, my gosh, there might be a nickel or there might be a quarter. And it's worthless unless you take it in and you redeem it. So
right.
You cash in on the value of something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the way that redemption works is you're saying, no, no, no. I see a value in that and I'm willing to lay down my life for that. And it transforms everything. So a big part of what we do is, you know, we redeem little boys and little girls out of sexual slavery all over the world. We've actually been able to do that 61 times this year.
Amen.
Can you just give me a high five? Boom, that's what I'm talking about. So we've been able to do that 61 times just this year. But the reason that we do that is because we live redemptive lives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I can't bring redemption into anybody's life Wow, we're down to 1 minute. I cannot bring redemption into anybody's life unless I'm living out a redemptive life.
That's correct.
And I want to tell you right now, sister, I do it. Now, I'm just telling you, I do it. Mm-hmm. And I encourage everybody else around me, hey, man, let's live like we are free, not like we're victims, not like we're slaves. I hate the idea of slavery. I hate slavery. That's one of the reasons why we buy human beings mm-hmm. all over the world is because I hate slavery. You know what? Whenever we come back from this, let's talk about how what does it look like when it actually manifests? Can we do that?
Amen. Yeah.
Okay. My friends, I got about 30 seconds left before the next break to tell you guys I am in the studio here at Open Door Church with my good friend, Miss Stacy Dixon, and we're in here talking about the power of redemption, and we're about to get into how the Lord has redeemed us and how that's changed us, and what does that look like to the rest of the world. I will be right back with you in just a few minutes, and I encourage you guys to stay tuned. By the way, for those of y'all that are listening to the podcast at troybrewer.com, man, I will catch you in part 3, and my radio friends, we'll be right back.